Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we travel the world with callers from Scotland, Canada, Sweden, and Louisiana.
That's right, Jim. We're bad. We're worldwide.
How's things going today, Patrick? What's going on over at your house?
I've been getting back into the rhythm of having some live soccer on TV once again on the weekends. As we record this, it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, but I was able to get up and enjoy the Bundesliga, which is a league I love. So I'm really happy and in admiration of the professional league in Germany that they found a way to come back safely. It seems like so far so good. Everything has been pretty well controlled, and they've done their due diligence on testing and separation and the celebrations and all that stuff, and everybody seems to be adjusting okay, so it's nice to have these athletes playing again. So all the way for the football.
That's great. So now you have something to occupy your time again.
That's right. Other than, jabbing pencils in my thighs and bugging the crap out of my family.
I was going to say, they're probably quite happy, aren't they?
They really are,
Hey, let me ask you a quick question before we get started. By the way, this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And you also mentioned that you had been watching a lot of Wes Anderson movies lately.
Yes, I've really gone on a kick.
This has nothing to do with the topic of today's show, but, you know, he uses music so great. I think we've discussed that before. But in Fantastic Mr. Fox, I think you watched that, right?
Yep, just recently.
Even that, which is ostensibly, a kid's movie, it's like stop animation, right? There's really cool music in it, right? Isn't there like, there's a use there's a street fighting man in there, I think. And there's a Bobby Fuller song, I think.
That's right. I believe you're right. And also there's, as we were talking about, there's that bizarre kind of appearance by Jarvis Cocker of of Pulp, who jumps in there and kind of does this song around the campfire. But it's amazing. And the other one I think that comes to mind is Heroes and Villains, the Beach Boys collaboration with Ryan Wilson, Van Dyke's Park.
Van Dyke's Park. Yeah.
That's a great one, too.
So good. That's so good.
Yeah. Really clever.
It just has a great vibe to it, the whole thing. So anyway, that's not for anything. I just wanted to bring that up because I'm just impressed that he, even in that movie, found ways to put in his like Wes Anderson music tastes.
Yeah. It's amazing. And in a conversation you may hear sometime in the near future with a fairly well-known artist, we were able to touch on that a little bit too, talking about some soundtrack music and songs that you think like this had to be in a Wes Anderson movie something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Look forward to that.
Let's get on to the topic at hand because we have a lot to get through today. So we like to do new music roundups every month, and it started just you and I making picks, and then it led to listeners and our interns and so on, and it's really grown into a big thing. So big, in fact, that we can't even get all the listener picks in today's episode. So let's start here traditionally where we always start, which is with Stephen Routledge.
Yes.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for May. With the ongoing lockdown, I hope you're all still keeping okay. Hopefully these selections will brighten the day a little. My first choice was one that I selected for multiple reasons. First up, the name of the band. Now, if a moniker of the Chuck Norris experiment doesn't get your attention, then I'm not sure what will. So on that basis, I had to listen to what they were offering. Fortunately, the music matched the intriguing promise of the name. Secondly, the brevity of the song, which at 49 seconds may not quite be in the You Suffer by Napalm Death range of shortness, but it's refreshingly brief. The entire song is shorter than the introduction to some of my later picks. Describing Whatever You Say I Am as a cross between hardcore and classic rock seems about right. The aggression, power, and to the point nature of hardcore with the production and riffing of classic rock. It put a smile on my face, and in these times, and that is reason enough to listen. I'm also aware that I've now spent longer talking about the song than it lasts. So on that, I'll move on to my second choice. Before I do, I just want to give a brief mention of the new Jayhawk single, This Forgotten Town, which is excellent as ever, but your listeners will probably come across that without much help from me. My second choice is a cover with Virginia Metalers Inter Arma, offering us their version of Neil Young's Southern Man from their Garber's Day Revisited album. So a nice tip of the hat to Metallica there in the title. Why do I love this? Well, it's Neil Young for one, or a cover of him. But what really sells it to me is the introduction, which starts off sounding like Midlake with pastoral folk stylings before they go heavy with the guitars. And then the vocals hit and, you know, they're really doing this full on. By the time we get to the face mounting solos and the blast beats under the chorus, it's horns up. And I'm sure Mike Coley will be headbanging along to this one. My third choice is a little of a contrast to the first two, with Days of Heaven by Jerry Joseph. What starts as a folk country slow jam takes on a jug band party vibe that evokes a blend of the Drive-By Truckers and the Pogues. Perfect Hootenanny material, perhaps. Much like Sadler Vardin a couple of months back, my fourth selection has the legacy of Tom Petty running strong through its veins. The Curse by Will, I think it's Hoge or Hoge, it's H-O-G-E. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, which I'm sure will raise a smile from Mike Wagner. It's a highly enjoyable slice of classic rock, and if that sounds up your street, then I'm sure you'll enjoy it as I did. My final selection is Hope by Snow Goose from their forthcoming album, a supergroup of sorts, with both Raymond McGinley and Dave McGowan of Teenage Fan Club amongst its members. Delightful melodies, dreamy vocals and harmonies. What's not to like? Hope is something we could all do with at the moment, so I thought this would be an appropriate song to sign off with. Thanks again to you both and the interns for all you do in bringing us the show, and the Hootenanny, of course. And I look forward to hearing what other listeners have come up with this month. Keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Okay.
The reverb just gets more and more intense. I love it.
Well, it sounded like he had some reverb on his whole track and,
yeah.
And then just heightened it at the end there, right?
Just cranked it up to 11. It was good. Horns up, as he said. It was great.
Okay, so the first thing I want to mention, there's a couple of his picks that when I did some research didn't appear to fall into the May 2020 month. So one we still might get to, but the first one that he had is the Chuck Norris Experiment is the name of the band.
Yep.
Are you familiar with this band?
I am not.
I'm not either. It appears that that actually came out last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's only, as he said, like 49 seconds. So you guys can go find that on your own and listen to that, right? Let's go to the next one, which is Inter Arma, and it's a cover of Southern Man.
Intense stuff, Jim. Now, this band is from Richmond, Virginia, these guys. So I've heard their name a little bit here and there. There is a pretty good metal scene around around Richmond there. And I'm looking here. They have this is an all covers thing they have coming out. But they also have a cover of The Girl Who Lives on Heaven Hill and Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty on this album that's coming out.
Okay.
So that'll be definitely worth checking out.
All right, cool. There's a pretty heavy scene in Richmond, right? I mean, there's a lot of like heavy bands there.
Yeah, there is. It's there is definitely a metal scene. I think in the wake of GWAR and you know, they established a beachhead there years and years ago, and there's always been an active scene down there amongst the great restaurants and tattoo parlors of our state capital. It's a great place. I love it.
Yeah, I look forward to getting back down there someday.
So, yeah.
All right. Next up was Jerry Joseph, and the song is called Days of Heaven.
Picture on screen, we hold each other close. Perfect in this place. Of all things I see, I love this thing the most. amazing in its grace.
So I think it's funny that we were talking a little earlier about like movie soundtracks and stuff like that, because doesn't this sound like it could be in a movie or a TV show?
It really does. Yeah. As somebody's pulling out of town or driving away or something like that. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You get sort of a wide tracking shot. Very cool. Is this the one Stephen mentioned could be a good Hootenanny thing? Because I think he's right about that. That has a good feeling of a nice Friday night tune.
It totally does.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with Jerry Joseph?
I'm not. No, that's the first I've ever heard of. Yeah.
I'm not either.
He's doing it once again, Stephen, turning us on to new stuff, which is fantastic.
The next one up was Will Hoag. I believe it's pronounced Hoag. And I know that one of our longtime listeners, Adam Koop, is a huge fan of this guy.
That's right.
Remember, I think we did an episode once where we talked about how
we did
seen him more than any other.
Yeah, that was his
artist.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Will has a new album coming out soon, and this is a single, and it's called The Curse. Even means, or I think he compared this to Tom Petty.
Yeah, a little bit.
It definitely has that Mike Campbell sort of guitar to it, right?
It does. And that Benmont kind of organ that just bubbling right barely underneath the surface that you can only hear at times. Yeah.
I like that a lot. I mean, Will, I think he's been around for a long time and keeping it going and keeping the kind of spirit of rock and roll alive. And, you know, that's great. So
that's exactly right, Jim. Yep. Totally agree with that.
Okay, now this last one he picked also had some curious timing to it. So the song is called Hope by Snow Goose. I could not find it on Spotify, but I did find it on YouTube.
Okay.
It looks like the song came out in February, but it's an advanced single from an album that is not out yet.
So I gotcha.
So I'm not sure where May fits into this exactly. So I would say go to YouTube, find Hope by Snow Goose.
Okay.
You guys
cool.
listen to it there. It really is a lovely song.
Yeah,
so,
looks cool.
And they have an album coming out. Let's move on because we still have three more listeners to get to.
Yeah.
So here is the next call.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Cheryl Kaczynski calling from the suburb of Toronto known as Mississauga, Ontario. You ever have one of those days where you put on your new music playlist that your provider gives you and you just put on one song and next thing you know, you're 2-3 songs in and you've lost track and then all of a sudden you're, what is this? Well, that happened to me in May. An artist by the name of Steffi Schock, S-T-E-S-I-E, last name Schock. He is a Quebecois artist. I don't know anything about him, even though I did grow up in Montreal and he's roughly my age. He apparently only started producing music in around 2000, so I don't know. He's a singer-songwriter. I did not dive deep, and I have not dived deep into his catalog yet. I don't know how much I will, but the song Juste une petite nuit, or Just a Little Night in English, really caught me. My first instinct was, it's the Specials. And then I'm like, well, there's a little Bollywood happening in there, too. But then the voice, his vocal, it's Leonard Cohen, that very deep baritone voice. So it's Leonard Cohen singing a special song, but in Quebecois. I don't want to say French, because Quebecois and French, two totally different things. Just ask my Parisian girlfriend, she'll let you know. Some of the lines that Schock uses in the song, she rolls her eyes because it is very Quebecois slang. Anyhow, I really, don't have a lot to say about the artist or his background, but I encourage you to take a listen to Juste un petit demi by Steph Shock, and hopefully you'll be as pleasantly surprised as I was. And keep rocking in the suburbs, and make sure you listen every day. Take it easy, guys.
Pour moi, mais je m'ennuie pareil. As-tu compris? Je m'ennuie de tes cuisses, je m'ennuie de tes seins, je m'ennuie de tes yeux. T'ennuies-tu des miens? Je ben, dis-moi les plus. J'étais pas faite pour toi non plus. T'es faite comme un ordinateur sur une computer, c'est que je fais à star.
Okay.
Very that cool, was, man.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah, that was something very different. Man, it's kind of hard to put your finger on exactly what that is. It's kind of mysterious in a way.
I think Gerald tried. He was really
he was
working on figuring that one out. So appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you turning us on to that. And that that thing where you don't immediately have the urge to skip to the next song on a mix playlist or just kind of a selection or stuff that you haven't heard the first time, there's a lot to that. If it kind of worms underneath your consciousness in a good or a bad way, I think sometimes it can be like, this music is so bland and character list that I didn't even know it was still playing, or other times it keeps coming back and tapping you on your shoulder like, hey, still here. So that's a cool feeling.
That's very cool. All right.
Sometimes.
Yeah. that was great. Again, I would never have discovered that on my own. So thank you, Gerald, for that. Yeah. That's really cool.
Absolutely.
Okay. Caller number three. By the way, I'm just realizing this is a very international edition of Listener Picks. So far, we've hit Scotland and Canada, and now we go to Sweden.
Hi, lads. Niklas from Sweden. Long time since I did one of these new music pick, but here goes. I've got one album pick, which was really released in March, but I discovered it in May, so I'll put that down to May new music anyway. Well, for me anyway. So, the band is called Outer Controller, and that's one word, fellas. Outer Controller. Sounds really cool too, don't you think? Outer Controller. Anyways, I don't know that much about them. Apparently they're from Halifax, Nova Scotia, so that's Canada then, I suppose. They describe their music as frantic, gritty power pop, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, the songs from the album. The album is called, by the way, Sure Thing. Have just over 1,000 streams each on Spotify. It's such a shame, really. Should be at least 100,000. So this is basically brilliant power pop, but there's nothing new, really. But excellent songwriting, great guitars, and the 10 songs are over in 21 minutes. So it's the perfect record for driving in your car. The only problem, I suppose, would be the increased risk for a speeding ticket. It's that kind of album. I particularly like the song Operator, which happens to be the longest track on the record, clocking in at 2:53. Outer Controller. I'll do one more pick while I'm at it. For the new music picks from March, I think it was, Jim very surprisingly picked Tillsammans I Mörker by Swedish artist Håkan Hellström. Now, 2 weeks ago, he released, well that would be Håkan who released his new album, not Jim, I suppose, but he released his new album Rampius Volume 1, which means Limelight Volume 1 in English. There are only 7 songs on the album, but Volume 2 is due in August, so I suppose there will be another song, 7 songs then. Most of his albums have received both critical acclaim and won the hearts of many listeners as well. This one I've gotten more of average reviews rather than brilliant reviews, and it doesn't feel to me like one of his best records, having listened to it just a few times, but the opening track is brilliant. It's called Alla drömmar är uppfyllda, all dreams are fulfilled. and sounds like a mix of Bob O'Reilly and Sympathy for the Devil. The song title is very fitting. I mean, he's done it all. He's sold millions. He's headlined festivals. He's played in front of 70,000 in his hometown of Gothenburg. And not many Swedish artists attract that kind of crowds, I'll tell you that. In the song, he sings, "Håkan, you'd been awesome if you had just made one record, then died at 27. What they love about you at the beginning is what they hate you for further down the road." It's a bit like The Last Dance with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, where they say that they only build you up to tear you down a bit. It's a bit sad, though, don't you think? I think so. But anyway, it's a fine piece of music. So, to finish up, just a quick word about the Friday Hootenanny. I watched some of them afterwards, and they're just brilliant. I wish it wasn't in the middle of the night over here. Otherwise, I'd happily attend. Because I'm no Stephen Routledge. I mean, how do you do it, mate? It's in the middle of the night, and you have a few drinks, I suppose, and a guitar. And it was such a brilliant pick from you, Stephen, last week, playing Until You Came Along. Excellent. I salute you, Stephen. So, that's all from me, folks. Check out Outer Controller and Håkan Hellström. Stay healthy, stay safe, and keep on rocking the suburbs. Outer Controller.
Okay, so...
that was great.
I know I was saying... earlier that we had to have some rules, right? Because this is not Nam. But in this case, I'm going to make the exception because the way he ended with the outer controller, we're going to have to play that. I think so.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to, right? So
yeah.
Even though it actually came out in play.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
Very cool. And as anyone who listened to the episode I did a couple of days ago will know, that's perfect for me. So
right up your alley, man. Right.
Okay, now the actual May release was Håkan Hellström. And I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of this song. We're just going to play it.
That was great. It reminded me a little bit even of like Corner Shop, the way they throw a whole bunch of different elements into a song and keep going. That was really good. Makes you want to put on a gorilla suit and jump out on the dance floor.
So speaking of which, there's the Friday Night Hootenanny, which Niklas mentioned. And that's something we do every Friday night on Zoom, and people are welcome to join, and you can come and hear people just play music. Go to suburbspod.com, sign up for our newsletter. Just click on newsletter, put in your email address, sign up, and then you'll get the link to that Friday night session, which in North America is not in the middle of the night.
No.
It's at a proper time of 8 p.m. Eastern.
Prime time.
But if you're in Europe, it could be a little difficult.
Right? Yeah, and it's tough. But also, if you sign up for the newsletter, you can, well, anybody actually, Jim, can go to our website, suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, and you can see some examples of past newsletters to see what you're getting. And if you go to the most recent one, number 60, I believe, you'll see an amazing photo of Niklas there with a great photo of himself. He was Listener of the Week. We have Listener of the Week, which is a really thing to learn about our community.
It's great. And also, if you are a patron of the show, at least at a certain level, go to patreon.com/suburbspod. If you're at a certain level, you can get videos of the Friday Night Hootenanny.
That's too. Right.
That's how Niklas is able to see what goofiness we are up to.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. And it's cool that he went back and checked that out. But it's true, folks. Stephen Ratledge, man, even in Scotland, stayed up and jammed. So
that's right.
He really brought it.
It's really cool. Okay. We have one last caller today. I'm going to save this after we do our little closing business because it is a cover song and it's a good way to end the episode, right? So I think we mentioned the Patreon. We mentioned the website, the newsletter. If you want to converse with us, you can call 612-440-1984. Right. Or email rock@suburbspod.com. Also follow us, like us, friend us, whatever it is, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. All right, here we go.
All right.
This is the last call, so we are out now. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, wonderful interns and loyal Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Kevin Clement, Rockin' the Suburbs of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was calling regarding new music for May of 2020, and I know most of the loyal listeners are wondering, how is Kevin calling about new music? As usually he listens to all the old stuff and all, but actually I caught this song when it came out this month, and it's actually a cover song. The song is Helpless, originally done by, it was either Neil Young or CSNY. I can't remember which one it was recorded under, but it's Neil Young. And it's covered by Miss Molly Tuttle. She apparently has done this in her live show for many years, and she recorded it a couple of years ago, and for some reason it just didn't sound right to her, so she never released it. But then she recently she enlisted the help of Old Crow Medicine Show. It just works. Her beautiful, smooth voice backed by their masterful bluegrass playing, it just really works. It's a great song. Hope everybody enjoys it. And also, if you really enjoy it, make sure that you go ahead and purchase it, because all the proceeds from the song is going to Why Hunger's Rapid Response Fund. So hope y'all enjoy that. Hope everyone's doing well, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Lovely.
That's some really good production on that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man.